Jake, you guys made some adjustments in the second half, I think, mainly on those two big guys, Kohler and Zoppola, and that kind of coincided with the comeback. But do you think those adjustments happened too late? I guess, what would you have liked to see your guys do a little more effectively on those two big guys in the first half?
Yeah, the game plan was to trap them. And we got to it a couple times in the first half. We didn't execute it like we wanted to early in the game. But I think their experience in there versus maybe our inexperience on the interior showed with their fight for early position. We really worked and drilled that the last few days. Thought we had some great moments of it, but we weren't consistent enough at forcing that catch out. And then I think our trap was effective when we got to it, minus the layup late that we gave up. So, listen, I think, first off, you know, that was a great atmosphere, great Big Ten atmosphere. I thought our crowd was really good, helped us in the second half. We've kind of went away from what has helped us be really successful the last couple weeks, and we got a little too individual there in stretches in the first half. You know, our movement offensively wasn't good enough, but I think the trap helped spark us. We were able to force them to 16 turnovers. We were just uncharacteristic with our turnovers as well.
Coach Izzo he said that they wanted to keep six eyes on Bruce at all times. He said a big part of that was stepping up on the ball screens. When that happens and guys step up on Bruce like that, especially tonight, is it other guys aren't cutting and making themselves available? Is it Bruce's decision-making in this game in particular? I guess what wasn't clicking tonight that kind of caused the misfunction on the turnovers and when they stepped up on those screens?
Yeah, I thought we kept the ball in our hands a little too long at times. We wanted to slip out and get the ball to the big and create an advantage 4-on-3. So I thought we just maybe took one dribble too many at times. We also, you know, I think there were opportunities for us to turn down the ball screen and beat it the opposite direction that we didn't fully take advantage of. But the other guys, the movement wasn't as consistent as it needs to be either. And that's what we really talked about at halftime. Felt like this was a team that was going to help and certainly give him a lot of attention, but really on everybody as we drove the ball, which you saw some of the attempts we got on the perimeter after paint touches in the second half because we moved better. And we were a little stagnant offensively in the first half. That was a little disappointing because we felt like the movement was a big part of the plan. We just didn't execute it well enough.
Jake, Tom was talking about something that Jaden, I guess, told his team after the game, which was that like a year ago they lose this game, but they've as a unit figured out how to get over the hump. And when you're on the road, you're down, and or you're up, you give up a run. What from your viewpoint, what does it take to win a game like this in this league, and where do you think your team still is as far as figuring some of those lessons out?
Yeah, I think you saw a team in Michigan State who has a lot of those guys have played a lot of games together, right? And they've been in that situation before. And that's been the challenge for us all season. It's to speed up that growth. I think there's a lot of truth in what they're saying. So we've been working to speed that up. And I thought we showed some really good signs tonight. You know, we showed some great segments where we went on runs of our own, and we played really connected basketball on both sides. But against this team especially, you can't turn it over like this and give them some of the easy looks in transition. And 12 offensive rebounds, it's too much, you know. On the flip side, it was great to see us get to the glass, the effort we showed, the toughness we showed on the offensive glass. So this is a great growth opportunity for us. We handled the adversity of the game, I felt like, really well to get that lead in the second half. And then, you know, I think we had five chances. The next five chances to score went turnover, long two, turnover, long two, turnover, if I got that right. And that's the poise. I felt like that moment of the game, we needed to be more poised offensively. And, you know, maybe there was a moment in there where I needed to hold us up because we had a couple empty possessions in transition. But I thought for the most part, great toughness, togetherness to fight back when, you know, they had really all momentum. And so we're getting better at it, there's no question. But this is the gift and the curse of the Big Ten, right? Is you're going to get tested every single night, and you get an opportunity to fix it the next game. But this game, this league requires you to be your best every night, and we just weren't our best enough.
The difference then in your mind, is it turnovers? Is it experience? I mean, because you, some of these numbers, I mean, they out-rebounded you by one. Like, there's a lot of things that are comparable on the stat sheet.
Yeah.
What ends up being the difference in your mind in this?
Well, you know, ultimately, right, it was some shot making, you know, I think, and them getting seven more points on the free throw line. And then I thought we had some really good looks, especially in the second half from three, that we're going to make, you know, most of the time. So a lot of times in games like this with two really good teams comes down to a made shot, right, or a turnover that leads to something easy to give the offense some relief. And, you know, they had just a couple more of those than we did.
When you talk about this team and experience, how much of that is Big Ten experience versus what you've already gone through? I know you've played a tough non-conference schedule, but you've talked before about the Big Ten and kind of what that is going to be like. Some of these guys, this is their third Big Ten game ever. So how much is that still a work in progress?
Yeah, I think it's a factor, but I do think with the way we scheduled in our non-conference that it helped prepare us, and it helped us, I believe, what our toughness and our togetherness helped us get the lead in the second half against a really good veteran team with a Hall of Fame coach, right? So there were some really good things where we showed some great growth. The lesson for us, and we know it, we've talked about it, is you can't have multiple lulls in a high quality game like this. That in this league, it hurts you too much. So yeah, I mean, I think, listen, they were more experienced than us, and we don't have a ton of Big Ten experience, but man, we got some great experience in the non-conference. So we got to keep pushing every single day to keep growing, but like that, you know, that can't be an excuse for us, right? Like, we have capable guys, and we've shown that. We've shown that for majority of the season. So wasn't enough tonight, but we'll get that fixed, and this game will help us, you know, for the next one.
3-point shooting, especially in the first half, just wasn't what you guys have had in some other games. I think we've seen that in some of these losses, especially against teams that are more physical. How do you combat that when the outside shot isn't going down? What else can guys do to, you know, contribute other ways or whatever it may be to maybe not let the lead get to what it was and then have to fight back the way you did?
Yeah, I felt like a few of those where we settled and we did a better job of getting the ball in the paint in the second half. That helps you get to the free throw line more. And the opportunities that come from the three-point line after paint touch typically are better looks. So some of that, again, was we were a little bit more stagnant than we've been offensively. Give them credit, certainly. I don't mean to take away from what they did defensively, but you know, I felt like some of it was self-inflicted, our poor shooting percentage tonight. And so that's something, obviously, film will be a great teacher tomorrow. We certainly talked about that, and we adjusted. You know, we adjusted for stretches. But, like, we have to have great poise and discipline offensively against really good defensive teams. That is the absolute worst time to start, you know, playing as individuals or to stand. Just got to keep moving. We got to keep cutting. We got to keep driving. We got to keep kicking. And, you know, more of the possessions we had in that stretch after the first, probably, I think it was 4 minutes.
Yeah, you touched on a lot, and you just mentioned giving them some credit for their defense. I mean, nobody's going to come at you any harder than those guys in this league, right? I mean, so trying to make you uncomfortable, keeping Bruce out of the lane, all that stuff. How do you then go from this game and say, guys, this is how we have to move. We can't let people dictate to us, I guess. Is that how you felt like they dictated to you sometimes?
At times, yeah. And I think, again, we'll use the film to look at the empty possessions we had, but we'll also use the film to look at the good possessions we had, because we had some really good possessions. And that's how we evaluate games. Again, this is like, I know we have a quick turnaround, but we need to grow and learn from this one. And you know, we got staff who's been, you know, and been focused and is focusing tonight on Minnesota, but we also need to grow from this. And so the film will help, I think, reiterate some of the things we want to do, because we did have some really good possessions, and they didn't always end in makes, but they ended up in really good shots. And I think that's what you're striving for, because the more better looks we have really good offensive players, so the more good looks we can get, we're going to score the ball.
Bruce had coming off 2 30-point games, and then sort of getting shut down, so to speak. Does that make other guys stand around a little bit, or how do you address that?
Yeah, well, we tried to move him off the ball some, you know, in the first half, and I felt like we got just a little too. We weren't willing to kind of move that ball when we had opportunities to get him in rotation, I would say, and the ball stuck. If we could have swung it one more, now we're attacking a long closeout. Or, you know, we swing it, we cut, now we have a bigger gap to drive. So I felt like in the first half specifically, we would get the ball moved that first pass, and we held it, which, again, we hadn't really done. You know, in the last couple of weeks, we've been really good at keeping it moving. So we'll get back to that, though. I think there's no question. Learned a hard lesson in stretches of this game by not moving it. But you know, I think Bruce, there were a couple times he could have probably been a little more aggressive when he got to the paint. Maybe got to the free throw line. It was good to see him get to his mid-range jumper there a couple times in the second half. And you know, we were able to do some things, I think, get him a little more loose. But he had a ton of attention. And it wasn't, you know, to Coach's point, wasn't just the guy guarding him, right? The gaps were filled, you know. So we'll continue to grow in how to handle that, because we're going to keep seeing that. And he's done, you know, he's done really good lately in handling that. So he'll get right back to that.
Jake, I wanted to ask you about one of their guys, Cohen Carr, 55. And you saw him last year at Breslin, and I wonder what you've seen, how different he is as a player in terms of how he impacts them and his athleticism and playing the three of the four, where he's more of a problem for teams, you think, in guarding him?
Well, I think he's playing with more, like, his game is more mature. I think you're seeing a guy who his efficiency has been impressive, right? I felt like at times maybe last year he'd be a little out of control, and he's playing, I think, more poised and a more mature game. And he's a threat, right, at all times on the court, because if he gets anywhere near the rim and that ball's thrown anywhere close, it's going to be his. So I think he's playing to his strengths really well. And I think you got to give a guy, when you see that, you got to give a guy a lot of credit. It speaks to kind of their growth and maturity.
When you talk about that stretch where you guys did make that comeback and kind of get back into the game, and you said it's not insignificant because of who you're doing it against. Obviously, that's a Hall of Fame coach over there. When you have a team that hasn't played a lot of basketball, do you find yourself maybe like emphasizing that more as you're putting a game to rest to keep up confidence, knowing that, like, hey, there are some good stretches here where you're every bit as good as that team and you should have maybe went and won the basketball game? Or, I guess, do you find yourself emphasizing that more in these moments to keep confidence up in that sense? Obviously, there's still things you have to be better to win the game. But.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about our confidence necessarily, but I think, you know, like I mentioned before, the film works both ways. It can drive home and reiterate the things you do well. And we need to keep growing in those areas. We got to do them more. We got to be more consistent, especially against, you know, Big Ten teams, right? So we'll use it to do that, and we'll use it to, hey, here's when we didn't do what we need to do. We didn't execute. We didn't communicate quickly enough, right? We did it well this time. We got to do this more than that. And we'll use it both ways. So I'm not worried about our confidence. We got a confident group, and I love the connection we have. Michigan State, you know, had something to do with, I think, the times where we maybe weren't as connected. But, you know, we showed a great deal of poise, a great deal of growth, a great deal of toughness to come back in the manner we did. Didn't need to dig a hole like we did, but we came back. And again, that stretch right after that, I felt like we needed to be just, we needed more poise and patience in that stretch. And I think to what they, you know, what they spoke about, I think Adam, you might've mentioned it, maybe experience plays a factor in that, of just guys being a little more comfortable and going through that, you know, together. But this will help us for the next time, you know, because listen, you guys know how this league is. You're going to the game. It's a game of runs. You're going to see them work your way, work some against you, right? And who can play the most consistent and most poised and toughest, you know, ultimately typically comes out, you know, with a win.
Yeah, you mentioned guys getting more comfortable. It seemed like Sean had one of the more active games, maybe getting, I think, 8 rebounds, 4 points, 2 steals.
He was kind of impacting the game in a lot of ways. Is this like the most comfortable you've seen him on the floor right now, I guess, tonight?
Well, I think he showed some real growth these last couple weeks. His minutes have been limited by foul trouble a little bit in some of the games. He was still doing some really good things, right? Tonight, you know, felt like we were able to get him a few more minutes because he wasn't in the foul trouble that he had been previously. But his activity, his effort was really impactful. And, you know, I think there's some technical things that we can help him continue to grow in defensively that'll help him as well. But again, I think the for him, you're seeing the value of getting experience, right? As he's gotten more experience, it's helping him play better. And I think he's playing with a great deal of confidence. So I thought he had some really good segments for us tonight. Good. All right. Thanks, guys.